Good morning. This is Saturday, the 14th day of December, 2019. And we begin this day at the quiet place in love and light and peace and prayer. Glory to God in the highest, and so we pray. Ray.
Hallowed be thy name.
Conclude our spoken and sung prayers and continue into the sacred silence every day with this question we pray. Our Creator, God, what is it you wish for us to know today?
If today you find that a severed, broken relationship has left you feeling rejected, alone, sad, crying, angry, and frustrated, there is something you can do to shift these feelings within you, which will begin a healing and set you on the path of forgiveness and restore the balance within you. Resist the temptation to spread an accusation amongst others. Be still and quiet, and let my love flow into you. And then we will begin a wisdom lesson, which will restore life within you. Every time that situation or that person or people come into your memory or fill your heart with sadness or frustration, say this: I bless you. I forgive myself, and I forgive you and anything which had to do with this severed relationship, with this broken relationship. That is it, my child. But once will not complete the forgiveness. Once will not complete the healing. But every time you say those words, wisdom will take root within you. And soon, after much dedication, you will see the light within you again is flickering. And then the flame comes. And then when the name comes, you are eager to pronounce, I bless you. And the Holy Spirit says, dealing with severed, broken relationships in the way of God is certainly different from the way the world would teach you to react. Fight the temptation to react in the ways of the world and seek a quiet approach. seek the way God would teach you. And in the stillness, you will hear the whisper. And the whisper will say, "Be still. Be still, my child, and let us pray forgiveness." And if you follow, you will rise up, and wisdom will be your crown, and forgiveness will be your garment, and peace will reign within you once again.